All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is How to Fix the Future. Not going to be doing this for too long because it's freezing cold. It's 6 degrees right now. So let's go ahead and get started as I freeze. Grim, I'm really worried about your head. Are you really all right? No spinning? Kathy, I'm good. I'm grateful that you're concerned for me, but don't you think you're going overboard? Overboard me? Well, I just found it. Fell right through the seat, you little rascal. Why are we still, pardon me, using plastic key cards if we can just implant the chips? Oh, Christ almighty, she's still here? By the way, Grim, as I understand it, you are new here as well? I hope we get into the same class. I hope so, too. It'd be great to study with someone you already know. Quietly snorts. Right, Grim, we're running late. We don't have time for empty chit-chat. Let's go get your card. See ya. Is it me, or is Kathy behaving a bit strange? Hello, this is Grim. He is from Madame Octavia. I believe a notice was sent. We need to get his ID card. Good morning. Yes, I received the notice. Just a minute. Why do I need the card anyway? It's for everything. Think of it as a universal tool in our time. It's a passport, a wallet, and a pass. All in one. You won't be able to move around the Academy and the Citadel without it. Before, someone was always with you. But without the card, the doors won't open by themselves. You don't need to take it out every time. The system reads it from a distance. But you must keep it with you at all times. Got it. And how do I know which areas I can and cannot access? You don't really need to go to a lot of places, so don't worry about it. I wonder, will I get access to the portal room? That's unlikely. They have a classified object there. It's not really safe, especially for restricted areas. Anyone can get a card with an appropriate access levels and get anywhere. Is that right? Not ideal, I know, but we're strapped for resources. Besides, even though it's not perfect, people will never risk it. They'll get caught anyway. In best case scenario, they get exiled. In worst case, they're shot on sight. Look up into the camera, please. This one? Oh, bloody hell. I wasn't ready. And all done. Here, your ID card. Don't lose it, like that girl. Oh, wow. Cool. Damn, the photo looks whack. You could have warned me. Sorry. Wait, it says clearance level 1. Am I an agent already? I thought I had to go through training. Yes, Octavia gave you the status of an agent like me and just like me and Jacob, so you could access the Citadel. Besides, you're the chosen one. You have your own privileges, I think. You even get access to the spa. Cool. I'm an agent of the corporation from the future. This rocks. Ahem. Just don't get ahead of yourself. This doesn't mean anything yet. You still have to go through training. Being an agent means a lot more than just to carry an ID card around. For you, it's more of a pass. Besides, you're not here to have fun. I believe you should be saving the world. I know. If only I knew how to do that. We'll know with time. Okay, good. The job is done. Now let's go. It should start soon, but before that, you need to change. Change? Into what? You'll see. You'd be like Judge Dredd? Wow. You fit the costume well. You like it? Yep, it's great. Thanks. Oh, look, there's Olga. An audible dialogue. Keep me posted. Oh, Grim, Kathy, good morning. So ready to become an agent, Grim? And I'd like to say the costume really suits you. I'll wait for the day when I can take you on a mission and test your mettle. That's good to hear. I like your spirit. But for now, let's see how you do tomorrow. And what's happening tomorrow? Tomorrow you have physical training, and Octavia asked me to personally oversee it. So make sure to have a healthy breakfast. You'll need the strength. You seem to be in good shape, but that doesn't mean anything. Darn, I haven't played any sports since high school. I just got lucky with my physique and metabolism. Great, I cannot wait. Okay, Madam President is here. Go and take your seats. So say a few words and the new recruits will go to the final challenge. Good luck, Grim. What final challenge? Apologies, Olga. I think it began again. Continue talking. Let's go, Grim. Ooh, a lot of people. Damn, it sure is packed here. Do you see Jacob? No, listen. Are these all students? Yep. Those that are new and those that are some way through their training. Normally, the newbies are split into groups of two, and the groups are then relocated to other groups of students who already know the ropes. And so everyone studies together until they pass exams for each of the subjects. In total, they have 3 attempts. Pass all of your exams, and only the final test is left. Pass it, and you'll become an agent. Don't. Well, that's a different story. Shouts with all his might, I'm here! Whoops. Sorry about that. Oh, look. I think I see Jacob on the balcony. It's empty there. Let's go. I've been shouting at you for a while now, and you were just standing there. You're right on time. It's gonna start now. We couldn't hear anything. It was too noisy there. Oh, it's starting. Sit down. Octavia's already walking out. All this is unreal. Just look at her. She's so captivating. Yeah, that's an understatement. Students! Students, I welcome you to the Academy of the Phoenix Agents. We have a few more newcomers among us. You were deemed worthy to become agents in the future, regardless if you are a newcomer or almost a fully fledged agent. We're here for one purpose, for our future, for the prosperity of the new world, the remaining 5 cities, and the corporation. Newcomers! You've gone through vigorous selection to get here, but that's not all. Today you will go through the final entrance test. It will show you who you really are. Pass it, and you can continue your training to become an agent. Fail, and you will be sent beyond the wall. You know the rules. What the hell? Test? Challenge? Why didn't anyone tell me? What if I fail? Relax, I highly doubt that. Octavia will just throw you over the wall. Besides, I'm sure that you'll do fine. It's not a difficult one. You'll get through it. Really? Well, thanks, I guess. You've calmed me down just a bit. That's good, then. Don't worry about it. Continues her speech. Don't listen to her. The challenge is the worst experience of my life. Even though I once mistakenly drank someone's piss out of a glass. And I mean to the last drop. What the... Such filth! What's he on about? And now, Director of the Academy, Joe Morgan, will say a few words. Welcome, gents! And ladies. When will this end? In my academy, there is only one rule. A lot of you know it, but you newcomers better remember it now. No fraudulent behavior, cheating, and even more so bribes. The chance to become an agent must be earned. And only the best of the best deserve this honor. And I will personally make it so that unworthy individuals do not receive an agent's card. Thank you. That will be all. What a bloody hypocrite. Thank you, Mr. Morgan. I'm sure that in the near future, the best students from this hall will enter service in the corporation. So you've all received your schedules. All recruits are spread out into the groups of other students. 2 recruits per each group. As you know, we don't separate groups based on courses or facilities. Everyone goes through training together until they receive a passing grade in every subject. In total, you have 3 attempts to pass. Students who are on their last attempt, prepare accordingly. You don't want to end up outside the walls, do you? While those who have their last exam, get ready. You're almost agents, only one step away from realizing your dreams. That's all. Recruits, gather around me. I will lead you to the final entrance test. Wait, will she be personally supervising the test? She's never done this before. This is so strange. Well, Grim, good luck. Don't worry. Everything is going to be okay. Well, I don't know about that. I'm certain you'll pass. I'll cross my fingers for you. Damn, even with that, I'm still quite nervous. And geez, how truly sweet her hair smells. Thanks, Kathy. I hope. Go, Grim. I believe in you, but if you fail, goodbye. Ha ha. Ha, thanks. See ya. Shit, my stomach's churning a bit. What kind of test? Why do I have to go through this? Okay, let's relax. It's like your first day in high school. A lot of new faces, your knees are shaking. And if you don't pass the test, you'll end up in the dumpster. Yep, everything checks out. Nervous? Oh, I just noticed how beautiful her eyes are. Yes, a bit. To be honest, I wasn't ready for this. Yeah, I feel uneasy too. I heard rumors about this test, but I think those are just spooky stories. Well, Kathy said that it's not that hard, so... Kathy, is she your girlfriend? Girlfriend? Haha, no, you jest. I just met her. Ah, well, okay. It's just she behaved quite... Grim, follow me. You'll go first. Wow, Madam President knows your name? Are you special or something? Lucky you, that's an extra point in your basket. Well, I'm just a lucky guy. Good luck, Grim. Thanks, you too. Let's go. Dr. Garden has finished his preparations. Dr. Garden? I feel a bit strange in her presence. You ought to. Grim, this is a very important test, but don't worry about failing it. We both know how valuable you are to us. I'm not going to send you over the wall. But it would be best if you could pass it. Then I won't have to lie to others, and you in my eyes will become a bit more worthy of your goals. So you ready? I'm not sure. What's this test anyway? What should I expect? Let's just say it will show your potential. After seeing how you tackled the test, I will have an idea of what kind of agent you'll become. I know what to expect and what you're capable of. But the chance to become an agent is only given to those who present certain qualities. That's the purpose of this test. Dr. Garden, you may begin. Yes, Madam President. So, calibrations check. And done. Grim, please go into the room and sit down. I'll prepare the injection. Okay, I feel a bit uneasy. Am I gonna get jabbed with something as well? Jesus, how did I end up in all this? Right there. Now, it might sting a little. Right. Don't fret, young man. There's nothing scary here. Easy for you to say, if you were in my place. Ah! Fuck! Sting a little, Doc? You kidding me? It feels as if lava is flowing through my veins. Christ, it hurts so bad. If I told you that it would hurt badly, would that still change anything? I don't know. Unlikely. But that would be truthful, at least. Apologies, young man. Enough chatter. How much more? I don't have a lot of time. Alright, almost ready, madam. I'll just have to take his blood pressure readings. Brain activity of Grim has grown substantially. He is responding well to the injection. Pressure is nominal. We can begin. Very well, proceed. Launching 30 seconds before immersion. Good luck, young man. Well, here we go. Grim, before you go, I'd like to tell you something. Oh, she's brushing my cheek. Do well, and I'll reward you. If not, we'll have a different conversation. Oh, well. That's it. Have a good journey. I feel my hands, my legs. Where am I? What's happening? Where am I? Why am I? What? Who's here? My eyes, everything's blurry. Mother, mother! Mother, what's going on? Why are we tied up? Where are we? Why are you silent? Mother, forgive me, son. I love you. I don't understand. Goodbye, sweetheart. Christ, no, stop! What are you doing? Mother, what's going on? Mother, it's all for your survival. You're the most precious treasure in my life. Live on. What? 3. No, I don't understand. What is... 2. Jesus bloody Christ, mother! 1. Fuck! Wait! Grim! Don't! Stop! No, stop! I love you, Mom. Grim! No! I think I failed the test. That's probably a failure. What? Where am I? My head. What the hell is happening? Octavia? Where are we? How did I get here? Octavia? Damn you. Mistress Octavia. Good boy. Will you explain what's going on? We're flying off on a mission, of course. Did you sleep through briefing? Mission? What briefing? I'm disappointed, Grim. Grim, be honest with me. Do you even want to become a good agent? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. Grim, I understand your world turned upside down. All this feels like a nightmare to you. But you're already here. Wanted or not, but you became involved in something extraordinary, unexplainable. And you have a choice. Either you accept your new fate and give yourself fully to a new cause, or you will fight it and suffer. But the ending will be the same. You can't escape destiny, Grim. To save the world, you need to become a good agent. The skills that you acquire here will help you on your mission, whatever it might be. So I'll ask again, do you want to become a good agent? Shit, she's right. I'm already way too far into this mess. For some reason, I finished that game. I became the chosen one. Besides, I've always wanted to be part of something bigger. I've always dreamed of escaping the monotonous and dull reality. Throughout my life, I felt like I had a certain purpose. And to be honest, I like all this. It's an unbelievable adventure, and I wonder where it'll lead me. Well, I suppose you're right, Madam Octavia. I want to become a good agent. I'm glad to hear that, Grim. In that case, I have the following question for you. What does it mean to be a good agent? Be in shape and follow rules? Almost got it. Be obedient, Grim. Qualities of a good agent are obedience, loyalty, and discipline. Readiness to obey your mistress without compromise. Are you ready to fully obey me, Grim? Even though I want to become an agent to somehow save the future. But to obey Octavia, I don't know about that. Who am I kidding? To obey such a woman? In all sense, it's a dream come true. And Octavia is such a fine woman. Being near her, you already feel dominance. Feel her dominance over you. Obeying her seems somewhat natural. Very good. Now, I wonder what happens if we choose not to. How crazy do you have to be? Definitely not over my dead body. Will I become her errand boy and puppet? I don't mind becoming an agent and saving the future, but on my terms. Oh, Grim, it's always difficult with you. It's been a while since I've had someone stubborn as you. Madam President, I want to become an agent, work with you, and save the future. I'm willing to treat you with utmost respect, but I will not be your personal puppet. If you want me to become a good agent and to save the future, I have only one condition. I'd like this better. And that would be? You would treat me as an equal. As an equal. Do you know, Grim, that even I not so long ago was executing orders of my superior? I, just like you, didn't like it. It hurt my pride. It angered me. But even so, I knew that I needed to obey, so that one day I could reach my goal. And look where I am now. Do you understand what I mean? I think so, yes. I want you to prove yourself. I want you to become a good agent. And seeing as you're so independent, well, I'll think about how I can use that so both of us remain satisfied. Right now, you have to prove yourself. Come here, Grim. Look down. Tell me, what do you see? Nothing. Clouds. And beneath them, Earth, our planet, our home, yours and mine. That's what connects us. Do you love your home, Grim? What kind of question is that? Of course I love Earth, Octavia. Of course you love it. I wonder, what else do you love? Seeing as you slept through briefing, here's a quick rundown of your mission. To become one step closer to saving the Earth, you need to jump off the ship. You must be kidding, this is madness. I've never jumped without a parachute before. Splendid, because you're jumping without it. What? Grim, you want to become a strong and independent agent, right? You want to save the world and become a hero? Well, yes, but Octavia... Ugh. Okay, I'm just going to say this so I don't make it worse. Mistress Octavia... Honestly, I don't like calling you that, but I don't want to show any disrespect. I want to say that this is suicide. I'll crash! Grim, get up, please. Oh, Christ, this is truly madness. I don't even see the ground. Grim, you don't know me well yet, but I can be a very kind and giving and gentle mistress. If you will make me happy, I will make you happy in return. Don't want to obey me? Well, fine. I think I can give you some freedom. Give you an opportunity to prove yourselves on your terms. Yourself on your terms, rather. But if you will do the things that I want, then you will get anything you want. I can give almost anything. Any way you look at it, you are very valuable to me. Do you understand that by making me happy, you can make yourself happy in return? Do the things I tell, and I could, for example, give you any woman you desire. You could do anything you want with her, and no one would stop you. Just imagine. Let's say, Lou, you had plenty of fun, didn't you? How did you... I know everything, Grim. Imagine that I gave her to you, and you could do anything you wish with her, and she won't object. You'll become her master, not me. Would you like that? Become her master? I don't know. I don't think that's my type of thing. No. It is. Become her master? Damn, it does sound kind of nice. I always wanted to try domination. I sure as hell don't want to be Octavia's sub. Better become a dom myself. I guess, yeah, sounds intriguing, but I never had any experience like this, and I don't really feel comfortable talking about this. Oh, please, it's not an issue. I'll give you a few pointers. But first, you have to do something I want. It all sounds great, but Octavia, it's pretty high. And if I tell you that down there is something you want more than anything in this world, if I tell you that you survive, will you jump then? And what might that be? You tell me, Grim, I don't know. All I know is that it's down there somewhere. We don't have much time, Grim. Are you ready to jump into the unknown to obtain the thing you dream about the most? Or are you ready to please me and become one step closer to saving the world? A lot of choices I'm making in this one. Complete madness, but shit, I have to. I trust Octavia. She says I'll survive, then it must be so. And the thing that waits for me below, I'm dying from curiosity. What might it be? I'll jump, but if I'm doing it for myself, and not because you ordered me to do so. Then go, what are you waiting for? Well, let's go. I hope I'll make it in one piece. Geronimo! Ah! Fuck my life! Oh shit. Oh my head. Where am I? How did I? Christ, what's happened to me? What is this place? Hot coffee and tea. There's someone else here. Hello, is anybody here? I'm here, upstairs. A woman? Who might it be? It can't be. Ellie? Hey there, my dearest. You're finally awake. Ellie, what's happening? What are you on about, honey? Where are we? Why are we here? Why are you here? Grim, we've been here for a year already. What? Did you forget everything? This is my parents' house. I moved here when the war started. And after a few months, I found you by the lake. War? I don't understand. Dear, we've been here for a year, and we're happy. It's wonderful here. Not a single soul nearby. Nearest town is miles away. Come here. Okay? My love, we're so happy here. We're together again, far from the madness of the world. And we can stay here forever. What? I don't... Easy, come to me. Ellie, something is not right here. We broke up. What changed? Everything. Everything changed, Grim. The world changed, and I changed. I realize how much I love you. I want to be with you and spend the rest of my life here with you. I think I can't stay here. No, Grim, it shouldn't be this way. We have to be together. I'm not sure. I have a feeling like I need to do something. Something very important. Do what, Grim? The world's gone mad. All we can do is live a happy life here together. Darling, and what life would that be? You dreamed of being successful. You won't achieve much here. And what if we decide to have children? What world would they grow up in? And what do you propose? You'll go and save the world? Save the world. Ellie, I have to go. Come on, Grim, just think about it. You and me in this wonderful place forever. I beg you, stay with me. To hell with the whole world. I know you've always wanted to spend your life together with me in such a place. I'm sorry, Ellie. I truly want it. It was my dream. You, me, our house away from others, but everything changed. I can't stay here with you. Things came up that go beyond you or me. If I stay here, our kids will not get to experience what we have here now. A happy life. I can't do that. The future doesn't matter, Grim. You have to live in the moment. Don't do this to me. I'm sorry, but it does to me. Goodbye, Grim. Well, that's it, I guess. Oh, my dear Ellie. Gasping for air. Breathe, young man. Everything's good. You came back. My heart. I can feel how... Oh, God. Calm down. Easy there. Breathe slowly. Your pulse is off the charts. Are you out of your mind? What the fuck was that? My mother jumped from the ship. You even pulled my heartstrings. This is inhumane. I'm sorry, Grim, but it's all not real, so you can relax. Very interesting, Grim. Very interesting. You pleasantly surprised me. Congratulations, you finished the test and made me happy. Although that time on the ship. I haven't decided yet how to react to all this, but I will not tolerate disobedience, Grim. You've demonstrated your character, your will. And even though you've passed the test, you're still showing signs of insubordination. It might become a problem. But I think I have a solution. Tonight, I'll be waiting for you. We will continue then. Darn. That's all. I have to go. I'll see you tonight. Until then, you're free to go. You can take a walk around the Citadel and the Academy. You have the ID card, so you can go by yourself. But don't mess around, Grim. Okay. Just what in the world was all that? Grim! Riley, are you next? Yeah, so how'd it go? Be straight with me, Grim. Is it really scary? Well, not gonna lie, it was definitely strange and pretty nasty. But don't worry, even I made it through. I hope you'll do fine as well. Good luck out there. Oh, thanks. I hope too. I'll wait until you're done. Great, thank you, Grim. 30 minutes later. Holy shit, that was awful. It was so horrible. What did you see? I doubt we saw the same thing. I had to kill my own father. Shit, I'm sorry. Well, at least it's not real, you know. I know, but still I did it. It all seems so real back there. Yeah, shit, that sucks. Hey, I know how to take your mind off these things. Do you wanna? I do. I didn't even finish. Sorry. Would you like to grab a coffee? I do. Haha, do you always interrupt your companions? It's not very nice, you know. To hell with manners, let's go drink some coffee. I like Riley, she's kinda cool. Sorry, were you saying something? I also like her freckles. Yeah, before you interrupted me, I wanted to... Interrupted you how? Like this? And the fact that she's a redhead. Bah-ha-ha! Whoops, went a little too far. Jeez, you can be so difficult sometimes, ha-ha. Alright, I'll stop now. Forgive me. Continue. I wanted to ask, do you think you passed the test? I hope so. We'll get the results tomorrow. And Octavia told me my results straight away. It seemed that Dr. Garden doesn't report them to students, but gives them directly to Mr. Morgan. And what about you? You think you made it? Yeah, it went perfect, actually. I mean, Octavia said it did. Fascinating that Madame President herself oversaw your test. And even more so, spoke to you in person. It's very strange. Oh, well, we sort of know each other. She's helping me to get a feel of the place. Unbelievable. Madame President herself is helping you? Why, are you special or something? Not really. It just became that way. Haha, Grim. Nothing happens just like that. More so with Madame Octavia. Or nothing happens just like that. More so with Madame Octavia. I get what she's saying. But anyway, I think it's good for you. You're lucky to be your favorite right from the start. It opens a lot of doors for you. Just don't shut them all. Yeah, I got very lucky. The luckiest guy in the universe. Is that a hint of sarcasm I hear? Possibly. Doesn't matter. Let's switch topics. Tell me about yourself. Why did you want to become an agent? Oh, that's a tough one. Straight to the point, huh? Well, I... Can I be frank with you, Grim? Of course. Actually, I don't want to be an agent. I can't stand this corporation. I didn't want to attend the academy. What? Why? Then for what reason are you here? Out of desperation. My father forced me, and he's not the negotiating type. Let me guess, you and your father are experiencing difficulties right now, and by becoming an agent you can help them out? Something like that, yes. Only by working for the corporation can you live a more or less normal life, but now everyone in some way or another works for the corporation. But only by becoming an agent can you get to the top of the food chain. What's wrong with this world? Is it really that much harder to live today? Yes, humankind went through a lot. but it was for sure a serious lesson for everyone. You can't give all of your power to just one individual. And what's the alternative? Democracy? Grim, give me a break. And if things were different back, as if things were different back then, democracy is just an illusion. The world was always ruled by powerful leaders with a great amount of influence. That's true. And others just obey them like a big herd of sheep. No, everything must be different. You don't really mean that. Anarchy? Yes, exactly that. Utter independence and the power of the people. People could live their lives freely. That's impossible. Everything would become much worse. The same way before Octavia came around. People would start killing each other again for a piece of bread. True. Well, survival of the fittest. Yeah. But enough politics. It's time for you to talk about you. Why did you decide to become an agent? Well, you know, I think we're quite similar in that regard. I, as far as I know, too, didn't have a choice. Parents? Something like that, yes. I'm far away from home, and Octavia said that she would help me get back. But before that, I have to go through training and complete a few tasks for her. Oh, now it makes sense. Why do you need Octavia? You can get back on your own. Steal a car, walk by foot, pay someone, and off you go. Which city are you from? Shit, I don't know any other cities besides Polis. What do I tell her? I can't tell her the truth, but I don't want to lie to her either. I need somehow to change the topic. Shit, nothing comes to mind. Come on, Grim, think of something. Did you know that our history teacher, Daisy, is a dick? Fuck, why did I say that? Haha, what? Never mind, that was a joke. Haha. A really strange one too, Grim. Although, you know, even if you're telling the truth, I don't want to know how you found out about it, by the way. Aha. But even if it's the truth, then it's pretty fucking cool. What? What do you mean by that? You like them like that? Oh, I never thought about it, but now that you mention it, I don't know how to feel. Wait, are you blushing? You don't have one, right? What? No, haha, of course not. I have a good old vagina down there. I mean, it's not literally old. Jesus, now I'm fumbling over my words and completely lost the track of our conversation. Haha, let's change the topic, please. Haha, okay. You know what? Actually, I think I already have to go. I have a couple things to check with the administration, and better do it now than later. I enjoyed our chat together quite a lot, actually. I hope we can do this again soon. That's if I don't find myself on the other side of the wall tomorrow. Of course you won't. I think you did great. I also had a great time with you, Riley. Have a good night. Thanks, you too, Grim. Okay, I don't even know what to do now. I got a ton of time left until evening. I can try to find the portal room and think of a way to get back home. Not like I absolutely don't want to be here, but there's some cool stuff around here, not to mention the girls, but I'm worried about Mother. Besides, if traveling across time is so easy, maybe I could go back to my time for the night. I still have a lot of questions, but for now, I have to find the room itself. The size of this whole thing is unbelievable. Oh, Grim, hi. Would you like to spend some time with me? Hi, Lou. Yes, of course. Why not? So how's your first day at the academy? Well, nothing really happened today. I just came in, got my ID card, listened to Octavia's speech, passed the final test, and that's all. But it's not, honestly speaking, I'm really impressed. This place, it has something to it. Yeah, you're right. History is made here. It's a powerful place. Listen, I think... Grim, I want... you first. Haha, fine. Grim, about yesterday. This is awkward. Usually I'm not like that. Thank God you said that. I feel very awkward as well. But it felt fantastic last night. I hope you did too. Although based on your screams and moans... Haha. Grim... Right, sorry. Awkward. Maybe if we got to know each other a bit better. I don't even know. Should I ask her out? Wow. I mean, so early in the game, right? I'm gonna let you guys decide. Should I continue with Riley or with Liu Yang? Which one do y'all like better? Let me know in the comments, and I'll decide based on that. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I think it's in Hentai Corner. But Grimm's Uncanny Valley with How to Fix the Future.